Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank, along with Michael Scully, regional president of PNC Bank. David Karandish, founder and CEO of Capacity, is with us to discuss using artificial intelligence to boost productivity. David Karandish is the founder and CEO of Capacity on C-Speak with us. David, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Tell us a little bit about you and Capacity, what Capacity does.
Capacity is a support automation platform designed to help teams do their best work. I'm a serial entrepreneur, been in the tech space for 20 years, and I started Capacity because I realized, looking at the previous companies I've been a part of, how hard it is to communicate both internally with team members and with customers. When the AI tsunami was coming our way, he said, what if you could bring artificial intelligence into the workplace to help automate all the major tasks that you do around supporting your team? That's why we started Capacity, and it's been a fun just under 3 years cranking along.
So I have to ask, let's talk about some of these other startups. Can you give me a little bit of a round robin on what some of those were? I'm just curious.
So I had an early startup doing web design in the early 2000s. At that time, if you could create a web page, you were somewhere between a wizard and a warlock in terms of your magical powers. I went on to do some search engine marketing, and then my penultimate startup was a company called Answers.com, which we grew to about 600 team members and sold to a private equity firm a few years ago.
David, we have heard that startup capital is really focused on the coasts, not the Midwest, yet your company Capacity is an exception to that theory. Can you tell us about your local investor strategy?
So when we started our capital raise, we knew that we wanted to bring in investors who would be in for the long haul. We weren't looking for investors who wanted to do a quick flip. We were looking for investors who recognize that artificial intelligence is such a game changer to the way that we work, that they need to be patient and be around to see us continue to build the company out. So instead of going the traditional VC route, we went after a collection of friends and family, and then worked through their own secondary networks to find additional investors.
David, how can the C-suite use artificial intelligence more effectively to run their business?
When you think about the work we do in the modern office, about 35% of our day is wasted doing repetitive tasks. So companies can use artificial intelligence to take the tasks that we do over and over again and automate them, both in terms of answering questions, things like, what's the paternity leave policy, or what's the information I need to be successful in a particular role, all the way up to automating your processes. You think about onboarding a new team member or onboarding a new client. You go through a series of workflows or steps to make that happen. Artificial intelligence can power both of those scenarios.
David, can you explain the importance of knowledge sharing and workflow automation?
I like to think of the modern help desk as think of it like a sandwich. The top bun are all the questions that you have. Those end up living in knowledge bases. Now, some of them are formal knowledge bases, like SharePoint or other types. Others are informal knowledge bases where people keep notes on their computer. But sharing knowledge is so important to how we interact because it ensures that we find the information that we need when we're looking for it. At the same time, workflows represent the processes that we do over and over again. Anytime you're doing the same steps in a repeated way, they make up a workflow. And so the way we think about it is that the knowledge sharing is the top bun, the workflows is the bottom bun, and the help desk, the humans in the loop, make up that juicy hamburger in the middle.
David, everyone's workload is increasing, and that increases the need for support. How are chatbots replacing assistants?
We don't view chatbots as replacing assistants. We view chatbots as augmenting and giving everyone their own assistant so they can go do their best work. If you think about the process of getting help within an organization. If you're at the very tip, tip top, you're a C-level executive, you probably have a great assistant who's helping you go get things done. As you go down to the VP level and then down to the director level and then work your way through, a lot of times those are the folks who end up carrying the brunt of the work, but they don't have the administrative help that the C-level executives do. So we view the modern workplace as a place to bring digital automation in where everyone has access to an assistant that can help them schedule meetings, find policy information, update their sales pipeline, connect to their key systems, and get the things done that they need to get done.
I need that automation right now, actually. I've always said I needed a personal assistant. I think they would be very helpful. Is there any way you can cater those just for people outside of the C-suite? I think that would be very helpful, just so you know.
Yes, yeah, so our belief is that you can democratize the assistant concept by giving everyone access to that.
I love it. It seems like the Capacity platform helps both customers and employees at the same time. So how is that possible?
If you turn the clock back 20 years ago, people started spending time measuring customer experience and measuring employee experience. They were viewed initially as two separate disciplines. One was for the marketing department, the other one was for HR. Increasingly, your customer experience and your employee experience are not two separate things. They're melded together and intricately tied at the hip. And so the way we think about it is that you should be able to have one platform that can help your customers go do their best work and help your team go do its best work. A lot of the same questions that we get from our clients are the same questions that their customers and their clients ask them as well.
The mission of Capacity is to help teams do their best work. Can you give us examples of some teams that we can learn from?
A great example. We've got a top 10 bank in the United States who asked us to help with their onboarding process. Now, if you're a loan officer at this particular bank, you get a 267-page onboarding document every time you join the organization. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to read a small novel every time I join an organization. And so what they did is they said, David, can you get Capacity to mine the information out of that document, build out the knowledge base so that if I'm a new loan officer at this organization, I can ask my question, get an instant response back without having to go back and dive through all these manuals and training material. This implementation has helped this particular bank vastly improve their onboarding experience. Has led us to additional areas where we can go in and automate.
So, David, earlier we talked about how this is your eighth startup, your eighth adventure here with different endeavors. What has this experience taught you?
One of the biggest things I've learned in my time at Capacity is that every company views their internal communication problems as a snowflake. Oh, it's different here than other places. Oh, we're having trouble communicating with our team or with our customers. What we've found is that we see a lot of the same archetypes that exist from company to company. The flavor of the recipe might be a little different, but ultimately we see a lot of the same patterns. And so our job is going into these companies, showing them how we can attack the specific patterns that they're dealing with to help them do their best work.
Mike, David, thanks for being with us today for another C-Speak interview. C-Speak, the language of executives, brought to you by PNC Bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.